Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, there's been a bumper bashing in the middle lane on the N1 and northbound in Midrand. It is literally outside our studio window. Things are moving very slowly on the way towards Olifantsfontein from New Road.
Transnet and the police today agreed on a memorandum of understanding to curb theft and vandalism when it comes to Transnet's infrastructure, and the DA confirmed that the party terminated the membership of Ronaldo Gous over racist statements made in a video a few years back. And moving abroad, the families of Palestinians killed in an airstrike in the occupied West Bank city of Jabas held funerals today. This after Israeli forces withdrew after their latest raid in the territory. Violence in this Palestinian territory had already soared alongside the nearly 12-month-old war in Gaza.
Time now for your Business Minute. It's brought to you by Standard Bank. Unlock financial growth with the Money Market Select Investment Account, offering up to 5.25% interest and guaranteed capital.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise. And you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
European markets have something to smile about on this Friday. Here's Franz Genetler from PSG Wealth in Pretoria East with the reasons why.
The German DAX is up 0.8%, while the French CAC 40 is up 0.4%. In the US, the S&P 500 is also trading around 0.7% stronger. Shares of Adobe are trading 9% lower after the company reported earnings, as well as a weaker outlook for the fourth quarter. Shares of Boeing are also trading around 1% lower after an employee strike halted production at their plant in Seattle.
Also a good day here in South Africa, with the JSE closing 0.3% stronger. It was also a day of credit ratings. Here's what happened.
Earlier today, credit rating agency Fitch reaffirmed South Africa's BB- rating with a stable outlook. Amongst individual stocks, we saw strong runs amongst platinum miners, with Impala Platinum and Sibanye-Stillwater both rising by more than 11%.
A dollar trading at R17.73, a euro R19.65, and a pound R23.29. Gold is trading at $2,583.60 per fine ounce, and oil at $71.38 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
Rugby news up first. Director of Rugby Stuart Lancaster says that Siya Kolisi's decision to continue playing Test Rugby contributed to the Springboks skipper and the French club Racing 92 parting ways. Lancaster said that the original plan was for Kolisi not to continue playing international rugby. He said this to the podcast hosts of the Rugby Paper. Once he decided to continue international rugby, that kind of changed the dynamic for both parties, he went on to say. Springbok Ruan Fenter and Kwan Horn, well, they've been recalled to the Lions starting lineup for the Currie Cup semi-final against the Cheetahs. That one happening in Johannesburg tomorrow. The Lions head coach Mzwakhe Nkosi named a fresh-looking backline for the Currie Cup semi-final clash with the defending champions at Ellis Park. That game kicks off at 2:30. Then later on, of course, the massive game between the Vodacom Bulls and the Sharks at 5:00 at Loftus-Versfeld. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta refused to rule out captain Martin Odegaard for Sunday's North London derby at Tottenham Hotspur, despite fears that the key midfielder would be sidelined for weeks. However, Arteta, who signed a new 3-year deal on Thursday, said further tests were needed to discover the extent of the injury. Games in the Premier League this weekend: Southampton take on Manchester United tomorrow at 1:30, with Liverpool facing Forest at 4. Man City take on Brentford at the same time, and Bournemouth close out